Porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabadooey.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. We're so glad you've joined us again. It is a special occasion.
Oh, why is it special?
It's not a holiday because...
Oh!
That's why.
It's special because it's not... Actually, that almost makes sense. There's so many stupid holidays now. That not being a holiday is special.
Yeah, Columbus Day and... Well, actually, Columbus Day is kind of evil, right? Because didn't Columbus, like, came and, like, slaughtered
all
the
Indians?
Yeah, why would you want to... celebrate that,
but even look at all the national, you know, Black History Month, and like they're not important the rest of the year, or like other ethnicity doesn't even deserve a month.
Yeah, it's so weird when they do this stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
And what National Secretary's Day.
Oh
and,
my God!
What about haircutters? What about
even
you know,
when I was a kid?
Haven't introduced yourself yet.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
about your
this has to be a record. We got to the show so quickly we forgot to even introduce
so
it.
Distracted.
So who are we?
I don't know, but you're Mike.
And you're Stephanie.
And I'm a darling, and you're a mensch.
And we are Pork Therapy.
That's right. And
Pork Therapy powers activate!
Well, you know what? We should have National Pork Therapy Day. I'm going to declare today National Pork Therapy Day.
What is today? I should probably remember it.
It's whatever day you're listening to this show.
Oh,
it's National Pork Therapy Day.
That means every day is National Pork Therapy
Day. That's exactly right, Mike.
And that's about the importance of holidays.
It's National Give Mike and Stephanie Money Day.
Yeah, or at least phone in a question day.
Or call Mike for a date.
That's right.
Is a long holiday.
We need to wait until the end of the show to call him for the date because he's a little busy right now. But what are we talking about tonight?
We've already talked about it. Show's over.
I guess so.
We're talking about holidays.
Yeah. Well, last episode we had a question about the phantom texter. The texter that appears randomly on holidays and texts you, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy Mother's Day. And never really wants to have much of a relationship with you beyond that, besides wishing you happy holidays. And so, why are holidays so important to some people?
I can't figure it out.
Especially
certain
holidays.
Because they're almost meaningless to me. The only holiday I like, and it's not really a holiday, is someone's birthday. Because if I like someone, I want to celebrate their birth, their life.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
And
the other holidays don't mean so
much.
Yeah,
I mean, Christmas, whether it's religious or commercial or dysfunctional families feel they must get together whether or not they like it, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, not everybody celebrates Christmas. Do we have a comment from the peanut gallery?
No, we don't. The peanut gallery is trying to whisper something, but that's not how audio-only shows work. So,
it's
what other holidays?
The
There's Thanksgiving, which I used to enjoy because it was a reason for my family to get together and not
eat.
Argue
and
eat lots of food. That's my favorite. But, you know, it's a forced thing. You know, if it turns out that it's the busiest travel day of the year and it costs a lot of money if you live far away.
Yeah, that's a hassle when everybody's traveling on the same day. It's like, why not have your Thanksgiving a week early so you can save on a plane ticket?
How about in July?
Whenever you want. I mean, I don't think you ever need an excuse if you're interested in getting together with your family or with your friends or with both.
Make something
and having
up.
A big party, like, just do it.
Christmas in June.
Do it
or
when it's convenient for
not
everybody.
Not Christmas at all and... just invent a family get-together, and I did that once, although I did center mine around Thanksgiving. I made, I think I called it Barsky Fest, but...
Nice! Well, somebody had festivals, right?
Yeah, well. But make something up and just have a reason. Like, sometimes there's family reunions, and that's great. I don't like genealogy. I think there's no importance to family. But if you do, that is not centered around a holiday. It's something you make up, and it's important to you, and you choose the date, and you invite people, and they all like it, too, and so they come.
That seems more meaningful than having a day once a year that somebody else decided on that maybe the government forces people to, you know, things not to be open and whatever.
Oh, yeah, how about that? Like, how many holidays does the post office get?
Right, and it's a federal holiday, so it's mandatory.
Right.
All the government workers
And if you want to work, if you just want to work, you must get paid double time or whatever their stupid laws are, right. And so your boss isn't likely to let you work.
And
or,
it's harder to get things done because you need, like, certain services that aren't open. And,
stupid holidays.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not necessarily a huge fan, although there are some people who really like the kind of... the mood of holidays, right? Like, when Halloween comes around, they love to put up the decorations, and they love to get the costumes, and all the kids ring their doorbell and
but
stuff.
But you forgot to mention that when Halloween comes around, they love to put up Christmas decorations already.
Oh, that's true! Yeah, Christmas starts in, like, this, you know,
October,
the previous
November.
January. Yeah.
If you forgot to take your lights down, no, just leave them off for a year.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, it can get into the realm of the ridiculous, and some people get so obsessed with holidays, and they, you know, like, their life revolves around Christmas.
Wow.
And, like, they're depressed in the summer because Christmas is 6 months away. It's so
you know, sad. Ironically, though, there are business models, or at least businesses, that mm-hmm. revolve around Christmas. Like
or Halloween, like costume
or Halloween,
stores.
Yeah. Costume stores, or even Christmas paraphernalia stores.
Mm-hmm.
They spring up a few months before and last maybe a couple weeks after, and that's their whole year's business.
Right.
And more power to them, because I like the free market, but
that's
just an interesting
opposite
side.
But is that really,
side.
I mean, I don't know, like, it is the free market
Christmas
to a
trees,
certain to a certain extent, but maybe it's not, though, because, like, you know, this holiday was, like, determined by somebody, right? It was, like, artificially kind of created, and then, like,
all of them were. It's not like it's, like, innate in the nature of the universe that we celebrate something this day.
Yeah.
They were all important to someone, and if they're a federal or government holiday, they're forced on everyone else.
Right, yeah. What about some of the stupid holidays that the government, you know, forces the post office to get off?
Oh,
and
I was thinking, like, Valentine's Day.
No!
It's a stupid holiday.
Oh, Valentine's Day, yeah.
Let's celebrate a massacre.
Well,
Singles Awareness Day.
Yeah, how about...
I'm thinking, why do you need a day so that you can show somebody that you love them? Why can't you just, like, show somebody you love them, like, every day?
Every day or
exactly.
at random days.
Very well said, Bridget.
And, in fact, does it show them that you love them if you get them flowers and chocolates on the same day everyone
because
else gets them flowers and chocolates?
Everybody else is, yeah. Yeah, and
now,
we said, you don't need an excuse to show your family that you want to get together with them or to show your significant other that you love them or whatever. I mean, if you want to do those things, like, yeah, Christmas and Valentine's Day are convenient excuses and maybe they're reminders, I guess, but it's kind of sad if you need a reminder once a year to, like, express your love, you know?
And
you
what
should
about,
do that when you feel it.
What about holidays, and I think these are official government holidays, like Mother's Day and Father's Day?
Are they?
I don't know if they are, but...
No, they wouldn't be government, because
they're
held on Sundays when the government offices are already closed.
So they're just cultural norms?
Bureaucrats don't like to work on the
Is
weekends.
It true that those were started from...
Flag Day.
Let's get to that one. Is it true that the holidays like Mother's Day are started by Hallmark or started by Mother's Day greeting card companies?
No,
they're not true?
I don't know, maybe.
No. Well, if you know,
call us.
Email us at questions@booktherapy.com.
Yeah, I'd like to know, and I'm too lazy to do
or
research.
Or maybe we should have another email address called answers@booktherapy.com where we ask our listeners questions.
Maybe we'd actually get an email if we had one of those. If you think you know something, email us.
Yeah. So, anyway, were they started by card companies?
Yeah, I have no idea. That's
it's possible, I mean, it certainly makes kind of sense. And they definitely do play up things. Like, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as National Administrative Assistance Day.
Oh, God.
Like, there was no such thing as, like...
Grandparents' Day.
Yeah.
Grandparents' Day is new, but I think they were feeling neglected.
Yeah, well, you know what? How about Uncle's Day?
Everybody has a day.
How about Gay Uncle's Day? That's different than Uncle's Day.
They might have
How about Sister-in-law and Second Cousin Twice Removed Day?
Every single day is like something.
Oh, there's a website that says that lists every single day and the holiday
the
that it is.
That
would be
day.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
But there is a new holiday on my birthday. It's May the 4th be with you because it's a new Star Wars holiday, which is awesome. But anyway.
I kind of like Pi Day, which is March 14th, 314. It's called Pi Day.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cute. And that has some kind of meaning, even though it's...
Yeah, so you should just eat pie that day.
That's right. And we'll leave it up to the listeners to decide what kind of pie.
Yeah. All right, let's do real quick. Let's try and be devil's advocates, since none of us really like holidays. Let's talk about something that's positive about holidays and why people might like them.
Well, it's kind of like it forces you to get together with, you know, your loved ones.
Oh, force? Yeah, boy, that's...
Good, okay? But maybe a devil's advocate would say that, like, oh, it like, forces you to take time off work and remember the things that are really important to you on Christmas or whatever.
Okay, well,
that's
what
weekends were for.
But you could reword force in that case, too.
it makes it convenient.
Yeah, it's a reminder. It's a it's scheduled reminder.
Yes, you have to have some quality time once a year.
<That's> right.
I don't think, you know, once a year is probably that much quality time if you want to really have a relationship with somebody. But
Well, how about then take a holiday like Halloween or Christmas or Thanksgiving or most of them or St. Patrick's Day, they all
Halloween
have a theme.
Fun. You get to dress up and
get so what do you
candy.
Like about it? So
you
that's
get
what
to
I was
dress up and get candy. What is better than that?
That's what I was going
to
say.
I used to get bugged by the fact that Halloween was specifically like an excuse for particularly like women to dress up in like really revealing. I didn't want to say slutty, but like these costumes that they like, if they wanted to wear that, like they should be able to wear that whenever they want. Like they don't have to wait for Halloween when it like legitimizes it. It's okay if
well,
you really
want
to dress like a whatever, like a bad naughty cop, because that's what you always felt like,
or a sexy nurse,
or a
whatever,
sexy nurse or whatever.
Little Miss Muffet.
Or a pirate.
Oh yeah, the sexy pirate.
Sally.
Or a cross-dressing pirate.
See, you like Halloween too, or at least Sally does.
But that wasn't even on Halloween. That was a pirate day. Wasn't there a pirate day?
That was a pirate party?
Yeah,
that was
a
pirate
party.
See, International Pirate Day. That's a good holiday.
That's a whole... Oh, man. Well, I don't know. What else could be good about holidays?
Well, some people would probably say, oh, yeah, it's great that the government forces my employer to pay me and I get to take a day off.
Yeah, but I'd have to shoot them in the head.
Oh, Mike, what
no,
did you say?
No, because that's using force against stupid people.
Yeah, I wouldn't shoot anyone in the head, but
oh, no, we
that's
would
a
want
stupid
to
reason to
them
like
it's,
something.
It's not nice to use the government to force your employer to
do
anything, let alone pay you for a day that you didn't work. I mean, a lot of employers would do that anyway if, like, they wanted to show you that they value you as an employee and want you to keep working there.
Right. For example, although I completely despise having your money stolen from you, tax day in the tax industry, professionals get paid a lot more during the tax season to work longer hours
because
the market demands it.
Well, it's an artificially created market.
That's right, but
unfortunately,
it's forced to demand it.
I guess so. But that's not really a holiday. That's more like that's like a day of mourning,
agony.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is for those of you that pay taxes.
Yeah,
and
right.
I think that's why some people like holidays, not because they're forced to get together with like their friends or family, but they use it as an excuse to get together with their friends or their family.
Good point.
Or an excuse to not go to work, or an excuse to get paid extra money. Because,
that's a good point.
You know, like St. Patrick's Day, it's a wonderful day to just
get
together
drunk.
And drink.
That's what people do on St. Patrick's
and
Day.
And pinch someone's ass if they're not wearing green.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know about that. That's why I got pinched so many times last March.
All throughout March, huh?
Okay, that was a long silence. Yeah. I think we're done.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
Any holidays that you do like, Mike, besides your birthday?
I kind of enjoy Halloween because it's not religious, it's not government related, it's not forced, and people are creative and people are having fun. So I enjoy Halloween.
It used to be pagan, didn't
it? And also, yeah, I think it did.
It was.
And also, when I was younger, and I still enjoy candy a whole lot, so that's a big problem.
When you were younger, you never grew out of that one.
And do you like any holidays, Stephanie?
I like birthdays and...
That's not a holiday, but
I
love birthdays.
I like New Year's Eve. Just because
I like
New Year's
Eve too.
But not
it's
like
a
big party thing to me. It's not like a big party thing to me, but I kind of like the end of a new year, and I kind of like the beginning of another one.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I don't mind
that
sentiment.
Every day,
exactly.
Think,
it's so arbitrary.
It's the end of a year.
Yeah, it's so arbitrary.
That's why I like it.
It's also, that's another holiday that could be that certainly is a great excuse for many people to change their behavior, the New Year's resolutions crap.
Yeah, but do they actually change it?
Oh,
like
some
a lot
people,
of people make
some
resolutions.
People, I'm not saying it's successful. I'm saying New Year's Eve is a great holiday excuse.
That's true.
I don't really like resolutions, but I do like looking back on like the past year and remembering things, and then I do like making plans for the future.
And
not necessarily resolutions, but just things I want to accomplish and do.
Yeah. Well, so you've personalized it and made it mean something to you.
Yeah, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a personal
January
thing.
1st is meaningless. I mean, why not?
Go jump in an ocean?
Yeah, actually, I started my own tradition on New Year's Eve twice anyway. Me and a bunch of friends get naked and jump in the ocean in New Hampshire where it's snowing and there's snow on the beach. A polar plunge. A polar bear, B-A-R-E plunge.
So that's meaningful to you. So
yes,
good.
That's not a holiday, but I'm making my own tradition.
I like the idea of starting your own traditions, definitely.
I don't like tradition for the sake of tradition, but if it means something, then that makes the tradition itself all the more fun.
That's cool. Yeah, all right. Well, I think that's a good
note to end
on. All right,
let's take care of business and get out of here.
All right, well, if you want to ask Mike on a date for New Year's Eve, you better get to him now because his calendar...
And he will be making you jump in an ocean naked, so do take that into consideration when you book your date.
He will be forcing you by law.
How do they ask me out?
Oh, they can email you at...
Stephanie@porktherapy.com.
No, please, no. I already have a date for New Year's Eve. I book a year in advance.
Wow.
No, you can email him at Mike@porktherapy.com.
Mike@porktherapy.com.
Yes, and if you don't forget the
And if you want to ask us a question, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com. Please do.
Yes, and or you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Please call us.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks.
Wait, we're going to take a holiday from Port Therapy.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. We're going to go...
We're going to go buy a Hallmark card.
Gorge ourselves on candy.
Yeah,
and
then we're going to argue it.
Send ourselves some flowers.
Argue about something meaningless and dress up in a costume.
Yeah,
and
write ourselves a nice card.
That's
It'll
right.
Be done.
And then buy a diamond and some chocolates.
Exactly. Done.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.